Good evening. Welcome to Windsong, Cleveland's feminist chorus. Tonight,
our voices carry the story that we tell. And tonight, our voices really are the story.
Our program presents the power of our truth-telling, to express what we really feel and to lay bare all that that conspires to silence us. Our sound defies the institutions that guard their own power, that count on our silence to maintain an architecture of dominance. They teach us to doubt our own knowing and to keep us quiet.
That's right, Arjorie. And you know what? When we dare to be heard, we're called selfish,
bossy,
a diva,
stuck up,
a bitch. But some people actually think that's bad.
But what we figured out is that a human voice, once heard, rearranges power.
And that's what we're all about, to rearrange power by making a beautiful voice. Beginning now, the quiet is over. In the time before time, all was silent. Hushed tones, soft rains, still waters, sounds muted. And then we arrived. We brought the clap of the thunder. We brought the pound of the wave. We exploded the mountaintop. We crushed the ground under the feet of beasts. You hear a blast? We are there. You hear a howl? We are there. You hear a rumble and a roar? We are there. We are the bringers of noise. Thank you. myself. I'm gonna straighten my spine.
Got a plan for myself. Gonna let my light shine. Got a plan for myself. You come too.
And together we'll stand up tall and take on your world, me and you.
Got a dream in my heart.
Got a dream in my heart.
much for coming to our concert today. My name is Dr. Jessica Gallagher-Stiver, and it is always just the best time to be up here with these awesome people. You're going to notice a lot of comings and goings from the stage. We already saw our wonderful assistant director, Catherine, take the podium. One more round of applause for her. We heard three gorgeous soloists already, and there are many more to come. We also have some member-led small groups that are going to be sprinkled throughout the performance. This is one of my favorite things about Winsong, how creative every individual in here is. It's really awesome that we get to let our light shine in this way. That was a song from before. Anyways, I'm so excited to welcome up our first small group of the evening, singing One Voice. Thank you.
Spirit, one voice, song for one who makes a choice. This is the song of one voice. This is the sound of one voice. This is the sound of voices too. Sound of me singing with you, helping each other to make it through. This is the sound of voices too. This is the sound of voices too. This is the sound of voices three. Together in harmony, surrendering to the mystery. This is the sound of voices three. This is the sound of voices three. This is the sound of
one voice.
that pass in the night.
We lift our voices up to the sky, and we break the spell. The spell that has us fear losing our safety, our home, and our love. We shout our names.
Jenny!
Arjury. And we're startled by how much they resonate. In this radical moment, emotion becomes wisdom. The forces that police our voices call us irrational.
Well, maybe we are irrational because, I mean, when we finally do speak what we feel and what we know, the world shudders. Because truth, once it's voiced, cannot be put back underground.
Yeah.
And that is how we unmake this world as it is. When the trained voice cracks, right, little one? The human voice rises.
And so do we.
Right on.
We are gonna keep moving, though our limbs grow tired. We are gonna keep striving toward the light. We are gonna keep choosing to be true. We will fall.
was an escape plan.
Carefully timed it, so very close. And dive into the waves below.
Who tends your child? Who fixes up the gate? Emotional torture.
Labor.
Apologies from my tongue, and never yours. Busy lapping from flowing cup, and stabbing with your fork. I know you're a smart man.
I know you're a smart man.
And weaponize the false incompetence, this dominance under a guise. If we had a daughter. From the head of your high table, she'd do what you taught her. She'd mix a cruel fate. So now I've got to run so I can undo this mistake. At least I've got to try.
My reason, my eyes is not seeing. If I love time, would that be the worst thing? I thought was my savior. Sure make me do a whole lot of labor. Cast skin on my hands is cracking. If I love him, would that be a bad thing? And the silence haunts our bedchamber. You make me do too much labor.
All day, every day, therapist, mother, maid, nymph, and a virgin, nurse, and a servant, just an appendage. Live to attend him so that he never lifts a finger. 24/7 baby machine, so he can live out his picket fence dreams. It's not an act of love if you make her. You make me do too much labor.
Hey, welcome back.
Sorry for the delay, everybody.
Oh, gosh, we were having a hard time leaving the Made by Wind song table and the awesome people that we are here today. So you go first.
We have a special treat for you tonight, and we're thrilled for you to experience the beautiful noise created by two incredibly talented local instrumentalists. First to perform is versatile trumpeter, educator, and advocate Teresa May, who will share her original composition, Purpose. Teresa is originally from Shaker Heights. She holds a Master of Music degree from the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music and a Bachelor of Music degree from the University of Dayton. Currently, Teresa serves as an adjunct faculty member at Cuyahoga Community College, where she teaches applied trumpet, African American music history, and world music. She is a passionate advocate for equity and inclusion and co-founded the Chromatic Brass Collective, which champions diversity in the brass community. Her dedication has earned her numerous accolades. Teresa maintains a thriving private studio and an active performance schedule. She has performed with various groups, including international touring band Mourning, ABL Black Star, the Cleveland Jazz Orchestra, the University of Dayton Wind Ensemble, and the Cleveland Run Broadway show, MJ the Musical.
Second up will be Wind Song's very own accompanist, Megan Denman. Megan will perform with Theresa May in a piece called A Song for Past Selves. Megan is from Lakewood, Ohio, and holds her bachelor's degree in piano performance from Baldwin Wallace University and her master's from the University of Akron. Megan has served as staff at Baldwin Wallace, the University of Akron, Cleveland State University, Kent State University, among others. She also maintains a thriving private piano studio and enjoys the shared challenge of guiding each student along their unique musical journey. Megan has served as pianist for Winsong since August of 2023. We are so lucky to share such talented musicians with you today. Join us in welcoming to the stage Theresa May.
Thank you. Wow. I'm your entertainment for the next couple minutes as I stall while we pack some things up. Can we get one more round of applause for Teresa and Megan? Oh my goodness. Wow. Do we need more hands, please? Thank you. So one of my favorite things about Windsong are the connections that we get to make through making this music, getting connected with incredible musicians in our community, like Teresa, getting connected with people like our choral music education intern, Natalia Stojkovic from Case Western, one of my personal students there, but she's awesome, I'm not biased. It is such a privilege to live in a city like Cleveland that is just filled and brimming with talent. Now, the really cool thing is, I don't know if everybody here knows, Windsong is a non-auditioned chorus. If you are somebody who likes what you see up here and you want to get involved, come. If you do not yet already like us, subscribe, all of the social media terms on Facebook, Instagram, we have a website, please follow us. We are going to send out lots of information in August about how you can get involved and sing with Windsong. We do concerts just like these. We also have some really cool opportunities to sing all over the country. I'm sure this will be talked about by somebody who has a whole script in front of them, so sorry if I'm giving this away. But this summer, we are going to be taking the show on the road to Chicago for the Sister Singers Network Festival. This is a national festival for other feminist choruses, and it is like the biggest gathering of awesome music nerds that you'll ever see in your life. So we're really excited to go to Chicago this summer. Yeah, applause for that. And again, sorry if I'm jumping the script here, I'm assuming this will be talked about later, but while I'm up here, I'm so excited to share with you a project that is in the work for Windsong for our 26-27 season. In the summer of 2027, we are going to be headed to New York City during New York City Pride Weekend to sing a concert at Carnegie Hall. Yeah. So once again, we are a non-auditioned chorus. If you want to come to Carnegie Hall with us, stay in touch, stay in the loop. If you consider yourself a feminist and you love music, that's all we ask. This choir is so much more than an amazing group of musicians. It is a community. The sense of belonging that can be fostered in chorus is really, really unmatchable. Something about the vulnerability of singing songs that are really true to our values, making friends in a way that maybe folks in this choir might not have had their paths cross otherwise. So community choir is an understatement, and we would really love for you to keep up with Windsong, join our Windsong family. I think I'm about done riffing and vamping now, but thank you again so much for being here. Really appreciate all of you, all of these awesome people, and please enjoy the rest of our concert.
Sometimes we call upon that cute little pixie to be our filler, you know. Anyway, as we have just been fortunate enough to hear, music speaks in so many forms, even baby cries, and we are reminded how much music can touch us even without words. But beyond the notes themselves is something even more powerful, the courage to be heard, to discover a voice or a beautiful noise that is uniquely our own. Our next piece is not sung, but spoken, a reflection on the voices we carry, the stories we share, and the strength we find when we choose to be heard together. Enjoy this original poem by our own Jaka Sue Cavern.
A beautiful noise. And this is dedicated to Windsong. A community forms, not so small, not so quiet, but rising with a deep breath from lessons long held and stories never told. We gather in courage and laughter between notes, where possibility lives in the hum just before the song. The first gentle key in introduction of sound, the reverb of music strikes a chord that surrounds us. Each unique voice enters to be brave, to be known, unapologetic and unwavering, unrestrained, raw and radiant. Harmony is not sameness, it is difference, held with resonance and care, layered with intention, a weaving of strength and softness that refuses to disappear. When we sing, it is with purpose, with fire in our chests and resilience catching in our throats. We turn silence into rest, and the music becomes what we need the most. We sing for those who were told to soften their voice, for the ones who learned survival before they learned choice, for every person who has ever searched for themselves inside a song. And when we rise together, shoulder to shoulder, our voices become stronger, braver, bolder. This is our beautiful noise, shaped by creative hands and fearless hearts, echoing with our passions, rooted in community, and led with love loud enough to find a hope strong enough to hold. So listen to every note that escapes our lips, authentic, supported, free, as we remind the world what it means to be heard.
Silence of my soul. mouths of our mothers to the lips of our daughters.
Now we have a choice.
yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne LaPlante, they may put an end to you. Walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. Just can't remember who to send it to.
Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. And I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you.
Been walking my mind through an easy time, my back turned toward the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. But there's hours of time on the telephone line, talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time. I'd see you one more time again.
There's just a few things coming my way this time around now.
Thought I'd see you, fiery rain now.
But I always thought that I'd see you.
in our darkest hour, hope lingers on.
Voices rising for bodily autonomy, for justice, for the right to be heard. This is the sound of hope. The mechanisms that mute dissent keep the world as it was by insisting that hope is naive. They call our songs of hope sentimental, a way to avoid the hard truth.
But we hear the beauty in the noise we are making.
When we stand together in the dark.
When we refuse the silence.
When we name what must be named.
When we believe one another.
This is the beautiful noise that changes everything.
Mom don't get it, and your dad don't get it, Uncle John don't get it.
Thank you all so much. If you've been to a Winsong concert before, you know that we have a bit of an alma mater. One foot, lead with love. If you have ever been in Windsong or have been in enough concerts to have this memorized by now, please come on up and join us.
Staff and board today came from Wicked Plant Company on Mayfield Road in Lyndhurst. They will be hosting a Wicked Times Spring Market on May 30th from 2 to 8, so we wanted to give them a shout out. Please make it if you can.
Okay, to our vibrant leader, Dr. Jessica Gallagher. Stop. Direct us and challenge us to find our voice and be confident in who we are. To our assistant director, Catherine Smith. Your contributions to Chorus Connection and our music files, your talent and dedication as a section leader is really appreciate it. Thank you so much. To our choral music intern, Natalia Skoczewicz. Your sincere direction has been a highlight, and we wish you all the best of luck as you continue along in your studies at CWRU.
Also, you're not allowed to leave.
Yeah, exactly. You're staying with us for real. For our accompanist, Megan Denman. And an all-around wonderful Wendy. For those that don't know, this is unfortunately Megan's last cycle with us. After Sister Singers Network Festival in July, she'll be moving on to the next chapter. And we are so thankful for the time, the talent that you've poured into Windsong. We hope that you come back in the future to sing with us because you have a really great soprano two voice. So. Wonderful section leaders who support our directors and our singers to make sure we're all prepared for the concert. Thank you so much. So great.
Thank you to our board and our board committees who make the entire Windsong world go round. Small groups, soloists, instrumentalists, you all bring such a wonderful addition to our concerts, and it is great to hear how many talented members we have. Special thanks to our narration team, Arjorie Vasalikas, Jenny Grimsley, and Jacob Caverman. Your writing and narrative. Thank you so much. We would also like to thank our interpreters, Duwana and Patty, and our photographer, Judy. A huge shout out and thanks to the staff and the theater and crew at Tri-C. Yes. We also want to thank our generous donors and sponsors as your continued support helps us continue our mission to empower our voices through music, community, and social justice. Thank you to our vendors and our friends at Ohio Equal Rights. Thank you to our volunteers in the lobby. We could not do this without you. And in a moment, one of our grace notes will come onto the stage to announce raffle winners, so don't go away.
Most of all, thanks for spending your time with us today. Oh gosh, for all the ways you're supporting our music and our mission, Windsong is so much more than a chorus. Like, we are a community, a space where voices are not only heard but welcomed, where music becomes connection, courage, healing, and joy. And in a world that often asks us to quiet ourselves, there is something so powerful about choosing to take up space and find the voice that is uniquely our own and let it ring out proudly for everyone to hear. We are Windsong Cleveland Feminist Chorus!